So we've been reading this past Shabbos. We read Parashas Noach. We're going to be in Lech Lecha, the beginning portions in the book of Bereishis. So there's a whole discussion on what the avos were obligated in, but the avos kodim, I wouldn't say what they were obligated in. If the avos, did they keep different mitzvahs? Did they not? So let's go back. We'll go back to the basics and work ourselves up. So we know as a general rule, non-Jews are obligated in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the seven laws of Noach. The way I remember them is the big three, the three mitzvahs a Jew has to give up their life for, not to commit adultery, idol worship, or murder, and then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph stands for Aver Min Achai, not to eat a limb from a live animal. Beis is Birkas Hashem, a euphemism for not cursing out God. Gimel is Gezel, stealing, kidnapping. Dalet is Dinim, setting up a court system. So those are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. In contrast to a Jew is chayiv in 613 mitzvahs. Many of them are in Nogea today, but we have 613 mitzvahs. Actually, and the truth be told, we have a lot more. But it's known based on the Gemara, the Endemakas, Tayyarg mitzvahs. We have a tradition, 613. What do I mean we have a lot more? It's 613. What I mean to say is, the Monei HaMitzvahs, the people who count the mitzvahs, have different mitzvahs. They don't have the same 613. So what does one person do with the other one that doesn't have? So therefore, the Mefarshim point out that basically most agree on the mitzvahs. The issue is what's the source of the mitzvah, and maybe they count it as part of another mitzvah. So like some count Birkas HaTorah as well as Talmud Torah. Again, it's not clear in the Rambam. Others count, not everyone agrees, but a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there are many which have a discussion in terms of what's included where. But, and also, in addition, we have the seven, we have many rabbinic laws as well. But it's known, so too here, even though it's Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but perhaps a non-Jew is obligated in a lot more than the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. For instance, that's the Shiloh they discuss. Is a non-Jew obligated in the mitzvah of Kivud Av V'Em? Let's say, is a non-Jew obligated in the mitzvah of honoring one's parents? We know it's in the Aseret HaDibros, but is it one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Well, it doesn't seem to be. I just said the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. I didn't mention Kivud Av V'Em. So I would have thought that they are not obligated. Doesn't mean they shouldn't. The fact you're not obligated doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But however, in Chazal, they seem to infer from different places, and the Rambam writes it, that a non-Jew is chayiv in Kivud Av V'Em. We see Noach, how they didn't treat Noach properly, or by Avram, Lech Lecha, from you I'll exempt, implying like they exempt him now to leave, but up until now he is chayiv and Kivud Av V'Em. So how do we reconcile? It seems to be that a non-Jew is chayiv and Kivud Av V'Em based on different sources, yet if we go back to the original source, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So how do we reconcile? So there are different approaches. One approach is there are two basic approaches with variations. The question is, I said it's not in the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but is that true? It depends what I mean by it's not in there. Like Rav Sajja Gaon writes, he has a whole sefer on it. 6 + 1 + 3 = 10. The 10 commandments, the 10 dibros, the then 10 statements, equal the 613 mitzvahs. And within the Aseret HaDibros, we could find all 613 mitzvahs. So obviously it depends how long you want to push the envelope. where do we find keeping Pesach or Sukkot? So it's under the general category of Zochar Shoma Shabbos Gokotcho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So Kedusha Zman. Where do we find not to embarrass someone publicly? Well, Sirtzak, when you embarrass someone publicly, you're like a murderer. So, Rav Sadia Gaon, we just expand the definition of how liberal we are. So to here, do we say the same thing by the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? So some want to say, I know it's not explicitly written, but it is in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Which one of the Sheva Mitzvahs would it be in? So one school of thought says it's in the Beis, Berkas Hashem, a euphemism for not cursing God. So what does not cursing God have to do with parents? So we're familiar with the Gemara in Kiddushin, which tells us we all have three creators, God, Mommy, and Daddy. So we all, and that's why, in fact, it's famous Kashas, Kivud Av'Em seems to be on the wrong side of the Luchos, because the first five have to do with commandments ben Adam l'makom, and the second category have to do with commandments, interpersonal relationships. So what is Kivud Av'Em doing on the quote-unquote first side of the Luchos? So that's what the Mefarshim point out, because Kivud Av'Em is a unique mitzvah, that it's a both. When you fulfill Kivud Av'Em, on one hand, you are fulfilling a mitzvah to your creator. Your parents did create you. On the other hand, your parents are people too. So therefore, you get a double kiyum. You get a bit of them, and that's why it's a perfect transition. That's why it's number five, a perfect transition from ben adam l'makom to ben adam l'chaveiro. So parents are our creators. So some point out that's Birkas Hashem. Birkas Hashem has to do with not cursing out God, treating God properly, i.e. treating your creator properly. So too, your parents are your creator, so it's under the rubric of Birkas Hashem. Another school of thought is, no, it's not based on that. It's based on another of the Zion mitzvahs, Dinim. Dinim is a major machlokas, Ramban and the Rambam. How far, what do you mean Dinim, setting up a court system? So according to the Ramban, he seems to learn it's kind of like the whole Choshen Mishpat. He has very, you know, Choshen Mishpat's very detailed. Others say it doesn't go that far. I think the Rambam writes, Dinim is that we have the Beis Din has the right to enforce the laws. But either way, Dinim basically means setting up a system where society can live. Because without rules, it's anarchy, which some people are more than just have a rooting interest. They're actively trying to turn America into anarchy. But that's what, there's no rules. So therefore we need to make, we have basic societal rules. So Dinim means it's a rule that the society has to function. So too we know, what greater mitzvah than Kivud Av'Em, the most, that if someone, you have some exceptions, some people who like treat everyone else well, but they treat their parents awful, but generally that's not the case. Generally it's a reflection. If you have good Kivud Av'Em, so usually it extends to other people as well. So Kivud Av'Em is like the fabric, the root of society. And therefore that, you know, fits into Judaism, which we always go back. We have to, you know, get it. We have to get our Mesorah from our parents, our Rebbeim, as opposed to throwing out the past and starting new. That's what Kivud Av'Em is all about. As we show, you know, in other societies, you get older, they throw you out on the street. What value do you have anymore? But in Judaism, I mean, we recognize that where we get our traditions from and what we owe our parents and society. So others point out that Dinim, that Kivud Av'Em falls under the rubric of Dinim. So you have the first two schools of thought are saying, no, Einoch Einami. The only time a non-Jew is chayev in a mitzvah is if it's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But I'll find it for you. Just like Rav Sadrigon extends the Aseret HaDibros, he says, I'll find all 613 mitzvahs. So too, this school of thought says, find me the mitzvah, and I'll tell you if it's included in the... This, of course, is not literally written in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Yehuda. It doesn't mean it's not included. But I mean, it's still included under one of those Sheva Mitzvahs. Another school of thought is Rav Nissen Gaon. Rav Nissen Gaon writes that no, that Enoch Inami, it doesn't, for a non-Jew to be obligated in a mitzvah, it's not limited to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Yehuda. Of course, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Yehuda he has to keep, or she has to keep. So what's the principle? What is the underlining principle? So Rav Nissen Gaon writes, the underlining principle is mitzvah sichlis, if it's a logical mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that makes sense, or B, even though, not to murder makes sense, not to steal, why some logical mitzvahs are in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, some maybe not as logical. They're all logical, but to what extent? So, but the Rav Nissen Gaon writes that you couldn't write every mitzvah down. You're not going to write a list of 100 mitzvahs. So maybe it was just the 7 mitzvahs, the 7 principles, 7 mitzvahs, and it includes many things. But Rav Nissen Gaon takes another mahalak. Those 7 mitzvahs, they were put in for a reason, whatever the reason might be. But in addition to those, any logical mitzvah, any mitzvah, so it makes sense. If my parents brought me into this world, it makes sense I should honor them. If God brought me into this world, I should give praise to God. So that's a lot. In fact, it's interesting. If it could be a Rav Haigon or a Rav Sadrigon.
There should be a cover.
Huh?
I just mean the meeting.
Interesting. Shot the Doris Amea quotes from Rav Haigon and Rav Sadrigon that we know a mitzvah of tefillah. We think it's the classical mitzvah b'danam l'makom, and I'm not saying it's not, but he quotes as saying it's a mitzvah sichlis. What more logical mitzvah? You need something, you pray to God. So in fact, if you put together Rav Nissen Gaon, and notice it's all the Gaonim, and Rav Haigon, then it would come out that a non-Jew's chayev in prayer. If you assume prayer is a mitzvah sichlis, so then you'd say a non-Jew is chayev as well in praying. Not necessarily shachar is mincha ma'ariv, but just praying in their own words, thanking God, etc. for that. So that's what Rav Nissen Gaon writes. Any mitzvah sichlis, any logical mitzvah that one could figure out on their own, even a non-Jew is obligated. So even though, let's say, honoring one's parents is not in the 7 mitzvahs B'nei Noach, not there literally, but nevertheless, what greater logical mitzvah than honoring your parents? And therefore, that's why he says a non-Jew is obligated in kivud of the aim. And in fact, the question is, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, a famous Gemara with Dama ben Nissina, who happened to be a non-Jew. And the case was, someone came by, there was a business deal, a lot of money to be made, and I guess he had to wake his father. Let's make it clear, he was losing his own money, not his father's money. Like, it wasn't anything like, maybe his father would want him to wake him up, maybe his father would want him to wake him up for his money also, but the case was, he was willing to lose... To lose money for someone else doesn't take so much mesiras nefesh. He was willing to lose a lot of money not in order not to wake up his father because he was sleeping. And because of that, whatever the Gemara says here, he's rewarded. The Parah Aduma, different versions of what happened. It's not important. The important thing is he didn't wake up his father. So the Gemara, so this is the key line. The Gemara says, look how far a Jew has to go for kivud av ha'eim. Dama ben Nissina, who wasn't even Jewish, and look how far he went. He didn't wake up his father, and he lost out on $1 million deal. So a non-Jew who's not obligated in kivud av ha'eim, look how far he went. Alachas kama vakama. How much further we have to go who are obligated in Kibud Av Aim. But what do we see from this Gemara? A clear statement in the Gemara that a non-Jew is not obligated in Kibud Av Aim. We just finished saying Rav Nissen going that a non-Jew is chaya because what more logical mitzvah than Kibud Av Aim? So the commentator's answer is not akasha because it depends what we're talking about. There are elements of seichel within Kibud Av Aim, and there are elements of not necessarily. You can't necessarily figure out everything for a Jew, not everything is logical per se. For a non-Jew, everything is only logical. In other words, what were we talking about? Like, if not to punch your parents in your face, not to curse them out, not to do terrible things to your parents. That is logical. So that a non-Jew is obligated, like Rav Nissen going right. But if anything, I would see this isn't logical. Let's go see. 5 more minutes of sleep, even 8 hours of sleep, versus $1 million deal. I'll wake you up and you'll go back to sleep, or you'll sleep more late tomorrow. Like, what? If I was basing it on pure logic, I would say, wake up your father. Like, logically, it's illogical not to wake up your father. So therefore, on that, a Jew might be chayiv in that mitzvah. A Jew can't wake up the father, but a non-Jew can. By the way, that is a discussion. Is that really true, halacha l'maisa, that you can't wake up a parent? Let's assume, forget about $1 million deal. Let's say something more important, going to minyan. Let's say your father's sleeping and you know he wants to go to mincha. And you know if you don't wake him, he's going to sleep and he'll be upset. Obviously, if he won't be, you know, if he doesn't want you to wake him, don't wake him. It's not for you. It's not your decision if he goes to minyan. Maybe already daven, whatever the case may be. But if you know it's something it's an umdina, he wants it. So the Aruch HaShulchan post can point out. Really, I mean, even in that case, it's best to get someone else to wake him up. Like get your mother. Maybe I don't know who else is there. Maybe one of your friends are over. I know, like, make a lot of noise, like you wake him up all the time anyway when he's trying to sleep in the afternoon. But push comes to shove, the post can say, if you know, like, they really need it, they want to get up, so then we'll reluctantly give you a dispensation. But that's how far it goes. At the end of the day, we might be willing to give you, but it's not an easy thing. Even then, okay, it's a shiloh, but you want to get up. So that's how far. So therefore, we have three different sources why a non-Jew is obligated in Kibud Av Aim. But it's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So we said, number one is it's under the rubric of Birkas Hashem. Parents are our creators also. So therefore, it's under, just like you can't curse out God, you can't curse out your parents and mistreat them, and it's under the rubric of Birkas Hashem. Others say it's under the rubric of Dinim, setting up a system that society can function. A society which doesn't have Kibud Av Aim is a society that's going to become dysfunctional. And therefore, one of the fabrics of society is respecting your elders, respecting your parents, and therefore, it's under the general rubric of having different laws to have a vibrant, to have a society, so that you don't have anarchy. So the first two answers are saying the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach are included in, it's actually in the seven mitzvahs, but you just got to look closely. It's under Dinim, or it's under Birkas Hashem. We have Nissen going, brought it into that, and says, no, it's not limited to the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but any logical mitzvah as well that is in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, that also a non-Jew is chayv. So that's what we discussed today. Kibud Av Aim, at a future shiur, maybe this coming week, because the Ramban's going to talk about it coming up with Sodom and Amorah, about what about a non-Jew being obligated in tzedakah. That's a set, or is a non-Jew chayv in. So we established a chayiv in kivud aveim, but we could go through different mitzvahs.